Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, and we are here at TotalCon sitting behind the fine Frog God booth. Now, when I say we, I am with my lovely wife, Rachel. Rach.
Hey, how's everybody?
There's been a request on Discord. When are you going to interview Rachel? Well, we're doing like a mini fireside. It's about 6:15 on Saturday. Jeff Talanian has packed up his booth and is leaving our presence. We mourn our loss. It's a sad time. We'll see him tomorrow or later on tonight. Who knows? But in any case, when I came to the con this time, TotalCon, I had said to Rach, I go, hey, it's the first con I'm going to where I can buy a lot of shit and put it in the trunk and go home with it. And instead, Bill and Zach bought a lot of shit, and I'm going home with it to ship it. So my shopping was minimal. I bought, a quartz egg from Lloyd Metcalf.
And I didn't know you got a quartz egg.
Yeah, a little quartz egg. I'm going to give it to Pinky.
Oh, you'll have to show me later.
Yeah, I actually took it out of the bag. It rolled off the table the night the TV stand earlier today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's apparently very round.
Oh.
And I bought a halfling breakfast game. In any case, I was shopping at Joe Block's booth, and that's what I purchased there. And I think that's pretty much all I purchased. However, Rach made a number of purchases, which take up very little space, including buying me a nice set of metal dice, but we will get to that. So, Rach, what did you buy today?
Between yesterday and today, I bought quite a few things. Lloyd Metcalf has these wonderful dice bags out there. So I got one in black, and it has the Tree of Life. It's beautiful. And then I got a necklace that is basically made of wood.
It was a root
from a tree. And it's so interesting because you can see, like, on the back of it, you know, the circles. Like, I guess that's how you know how old the root is.
Yeah.
Just like a branch or a whatever.
Trunk,
okay. And then this one also has, like, the Tree of Life on it, which is beautiful.
Lloyd actually, I guess he used, like, a burning. He burned it into the wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
just amazing how he can create something out of nothing. And, you know, just something that he was going to burn or throw away just became something really amazing.
And now you got some more of those.
Yeah, so I have a couple of pins. They have different runic symbols on them. I have one that is, I guess it's basically self-reflection. Another one is growth. Another one is strength. And the other one is protection. So I thought those were really interesting. So I got those between yesterday and today. And then there was another person out in the hallway. I think it's called, I think the name of the person is Harley.
Hemp by Harley. Harley Hemp would be a horrible name for a parent to give somebody.
Yeah. But I think, you know, it would be a nice assumed name. But yeah, I think at that booth they had really gorgeous hemp jewelry, and she has it with some bells.
Sound effects. You don't normally get sound effects on this podcast, but here, jingle the bells.
That's why you have me on. There was another one that I got with a gorgeous infinity symbol. And then there's another one with like these hot lava stones. It's like a ring and it's kind of neat. At Hemp by Harley, they had you know, other bracelets too. And something really special that they were doing there was sort of a charity drive, and they were raising money for a charity that works with people who are transitioning. You know, they're trans people who are needing to get the surgery done and, you know, need a lot of help and they can't afford it. So, you know, I was happy to be able to donate to that with them. So, not the most money, but some, you know. But yeah, it's a very nice thing. You know, it was really special to hear of somebody thinking about, you know, the larger world and, you know, being able to, you know, make some money, but then also be able to give back. Nice karma. Yeah.
Now, you also got dice, correct?
Yes, I got some gorgeous dice. I don't remember the name of that booth, but it was all the way in the back of the...
The vending room.
And so I got two sets. I got one for me, of course, that has like a... It's like a purple, sparkly... I don't know if it's enamel or what it is. But then it also... It's copper. Copper...
Rimmed, I guess.
Rimmed, yeah. And then I got the same type for Eric, which has...
I call it the NYPD blue color, and it's got the gold, so it kind of makes me, reminds me of, I guess, my uniform days and my gold sergeant shield, so it's damn cool. But now, you also got something else yesterday.
Yes, I got another necklace. It was made out of chainmail, and it has like a Swarovski crystal in it, and it's very pretty blues. And then... from the same person, I fell in love with this little dice bag, and when initially I didn't get it, but then it just was rent in space in my mind, so I said, let me go back, and an hour later the beautiful little bag was gone. And so, you know, when I went back, I just ordered it. So I'll have a nice surprise coming in about 2 weeks' time.
So now, are you having a good time at the con?
I am.
This is our first time at TotalCon. I'm having a blast. I met Angela, the director. She is awesome, and it was very nice to meet her. And I gotta say, I'm gonna speak for all the frogs. It's an excellent con. We feel really good and happy here. And next year, we should have a bigger table, bigger presence. Couldn't ask for anything better. And again, I get to drive here, so I don't have to fly. You don't have to go through the TSA. Instead, I get to... I'm not going to say driving is a relaxing event, but I'd rather drive than fly if it's going to be the same 3.5 hours. So, very, very cool. Like I said, I hit the vending room yesterday, and I hit a few things. Might go back tomorrow or later this evening. I'm trying to try not to buy anything I already have. They have a lot of classic 1E and 2E adventures, but I have most of them. And even if it's in better condition, I'm not so much worried about the condition about a lot of stuff. I'm just worried about the collection, not the condition. But I'm still upset that there's a few people that I know are here that I haven't met yet, bumped into. Change Carpy, if you hear this, before tomorrow afternoon, search me out at the Frog booth. I know you're here somewhere. I just haven't got a chance to see you. Then again, you've been probably gaming and I've been working a table. Urgh. Well, folks, listen. As always, I really appreciate you listening. If you want to support All Things Tavern, you got the Tinker's Tavern on Patreon. If you want to support the podcast, easy enough if you pop in, if you're listening through the Anchor app. But even if you can't, that's fine. Your support is awesome. And as I'm doing a podcast episode, who walks by the booth? Just say hello to our listeners.
Hello, it's Angelia Parento, PR Director for Total Confusion.
I was just mentioning you. saying how wonderful a con you have, and of course you just timed it perfectly.
Yes.
Nicely done. Thank you. We are very welcome here, so it really is a great experience. We're actually recording this at the booth, and that's what happens when you do so. You never know who's going to walk on by. Folks, God bless. I will talk with you all tomorrow. All you dice well. And later. Bye, folks.